are. That is Matt Johnson there with the music. Now, I should be joined on Zoom all the way from Sheffield. I'm joined by Jay Cass, who is hip-hop, Afrobeat, dancehall, grime artist, who last talked to us back in June 2021. See you there.
Can you hear me?
Yay!
Hey, it works.
So, Jay Cass, you're up in Sheffield. How is it? We always talk about the weather when we're chatting on Instagram. What's it like up there today?
Today it's beautiful.
It's
a lot warmer than yesterday.
Yeah, we like it when it snows.
No, we don't though.
Now, I've been playing your music since I got introduced to you by, I think it was Tracy actually.
New release music.
And she sent me some of your tracks and I've been playing you ever since. So it must be about a year and a half now, is it?
Yeah, it's been a very long time.
Yes. Tell us about what you do, the music you do, and how long you've been involved in music.
Well, I've been involved in music from as long as I can remember. But I've always had an interest in entertainment, so I like to entertain people, and I specialise in hip-hop, rap, afrobeat, dancehall, anything with a good vibe, and also a bit of like conscious hip-hop. Like Common and Talib Kweli type style.
What's the scene in Sheffield for music?
It's all right. We have the big Tramlines Festival once every year, what kind of like brings all the acts out at one time. Yeah, the festival is throughout the whole city, but it's steady. It's a steady music scene. This year, formed in Leeds at Wap and Take, courtesy of Yorkshire Entertainment Awards. I did my partner's birthday a couple of weeks back. That was a bit mental. Few bits in between, and also I did Hybrid Studios relaunch party with DJ Kyla C and also my right hand man Ruel. The ones that I've done have been very good.
And are you planning on coming down and doing any shows sort of in London? Is that a plan for next year?
I hope so. Yeah, I know Tracy's working on some stuff for me right now, so when she gets back to me, we'll hopefully be spending more time down south. Through Brentwood,
yeah. Get it right. Brentwood. Don't say Brentford. Brentwood.
Brentwood. And Billy Ricky.
Well, you could come down here and do a show. But yeah, you must come into the studio. I must meet you, as we do talk a lot on Instagram. What have you been doing since last June? Tell us music-wise.
I've just been working on a ton load of music. It's all like in demo phase. So it's time to like start getting them, you know, mixed and mastered, so I can start unleashing them into the universe. But yeah, my MacBook has got a very big backlog right now of tracks.
And are you working anymore with B as well? Is she your cousin, B?
Yeah, she's my cousin. She's gone off the radar for a bit. She's working and stuff. But she'll be back very soon. But I've also been working with my daughter, who features on the Royalty track. She's a singer, a very good singer. And obviously there's Ruel, who you've heard a lot of on my tracks, and then Franz Von of KOG and the Zongo Brigade, which are a huge act, Afrofusion act, known throughout the UK.
No, I didn't even know you had a daughter. I'm sure I didn't. Yeah? You don't look old enough. You've got such a baby face.
I know. I'm very, very, my features are very misleading.
Then you tell me you're 75. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's got, but you have a very, very young face.
I think if I was 75, I'd look 32.
This track, which you sent me, and I absolutely love it because it's so infectious. Celebrate. How did that track come about?
You know what? One day I was just, I think I was heading to bed, and as usual, I've been messing around on my phone, searching for beats, and I'd be like, oh, this is kind of interesting. And before you know it, I'm not even going to bed, even though I've got work the next morning. I'm in the studio like, oh, I just need to get this down as soon as possible. And the vibe just got me. I was like, yeah, the hook came. It's like, everywhere we go.
Yeah.
I like, just run with it. Whatever comes to you, just run with it. Because I found when you start trying to edit it before putting it down, you kind of like lose the flow.
Yeah.
So I'm like, whatever comes, just put it down. And then it came out perfect.
And do you get all the lyrics and stuff? Does it just come through in one sort of hit normally as soon as you get that? Because you get the hook, because like, we go. You get that bit and then everything else sort of comes.
Yeah, then everything else just falls into place.
Yeah.
Apart from the dance, the sing-along dance sequence bit, which is that when I go zip it up, Urkel, because that's like for people to join in and dance.
Mm.
So that was the hardest part, because I had to find the moves what rhymed and fitted together. So I had to do a lot of research online, and also my partner, she's a dancer in Afro music.
Yep.
And I was like conversing with her, saying, oh, What about this move? What about that move? I'm talking to Rewell. What about this move and that move? Until it all fitted together, it didn't look like it was just meshed together. It flowed together.
And have you got this on TikTok as well? Are you trying to get it onto TikTok?
It will be on TikTok as soon as the video's done.
Yep.
You'll get the music video, then you'll get the dance TikTok video. You'll get everything at one time.
Yeah, I like to have an attempt at those. Sometimes, you know, the Lizzo one. In a minute, I can never remember the words. I tried it about three times, and I thought, I'm going to do this easy. And I was like, you're not putting that online. It's an embarrassment. Stop it.
This one is more simple and straightforward. It doesn't take a lot of energy and a lot of...
Yeah.
You know, it's not too complicated. You'd be like, oh, this is quite simple.
I'm doing it. I don't care if you go, oh, no, she's not done that dance video, is she? I will. Uh-huh. Because you know I love TikTok.
Yep, I know. I see you on there. Filters, remixing.
Oh, it's just...
All types of stuff.
Oh, I love it. I think for musicians, as I say to all the musicians, if you must get yourself on TikTok, because there's so many collaborations and...
I had to say, the best one, the one you're best at, stick to it. You're more of a TikTok person, so, you know, that's you'll excel more in that one than, like myself, I'm more of an Instagram person.
Yeah, you're upper class. That's upper class. I'm on the downside. That's how I see it. Instagram's for it's a little bit more fancy.
You could, but I'm not saying anything.
So with Celebrate, that's out now, and you've got another track coming out, Royalty. Is that kind of a double release?
Yeah, it's a double release, or Royalty, that features Franz Ron of KOG and the Zongo Brigade, and Fatima, which is my daughter's name.
Yeah.
And yeah, that one. And again, every time I'm about to go to bed, I get inspiration. It's like the universe telling me you're not allowed to sleep.
What is it like being an independent artist?
Yeah, it's a hard graft, you know. You'll get more no's than yeses.
Mm.
You know, I've been doing this for quite a while, but you just got to stick to your lane and just keep going forward. Those who are supposed to like your stuff and hear your stuff, you know, they'll eventually, it could get to the people it's supposed to get to.
Mm.
So I say don't be discouraged, but it is a hard road.
Yeah.
But the rewards of it are good. Can I shout a few people before I forget?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yorkshire Entertainment Awards, Black Music Festival, KC, Franz Von, Fatima, Pish, Gemma, Harris, Camilla, and Valentina's Collective, because we've heard Troop from Leeds Carnival yesterday. They're the main feature in the Celebrate video. So you'll see all the fancy costumes and all the dancing. And yeah, DJ Kyla C. And also the 17th of September, Auto Academy Sheffield, I'll be supporting the Bob Marley Revival Group.
Fabulous. Yeah. Oh, wow, you got a lot coming up.
And we've got Michelle Ward as well.
So if people want to find out more about you, as you said, you're across social media, where's the best place to find you?
So Instagram, that's at JKAS Music, all one word. Also, you can find me on YouTube, which is Music JKAS, all one word. And, or you go to your Spotify, go to iTunes, just type in J.KAS, and then you'll see me on there.
Excellent. This is a fantastic track. I really hope it does well for you. I will speak to you again before Christmas, because we'll have to catch up and see what you're up to.
Oh yes, there'll be more coming your way, Michelle. You're getting the exclusives.
I know, and thank you for that. You gave me the exclusive on this track, and I did say it was the first play, so thank you very much. That's really kind of you. So the BBC and the other places can go, that's what I say to them. Yeah.
We've got to wait.
Yeah, they'll have to wait. But thank you ever so much for that. And we'll talk to you again later in the year.
Yeah, thank you for having us. This one's called Celebrate. And remember, hashtag Celebrate Royalty. This is Michelle Ward with JKAS on Eat My Brunch on Phoenix Radio. Salute.
Yay. Thank you, my love. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I am internationally known. When I step on the microphone, ain't no one like me in my zone. You call me Cast the King on my throne. All that hate, now we don't condone it. Jealousy, you better postpone it. Negativity, we don't own it. Bad mind people know where the door is. All we have is love in our hearts. We connect to let the love spark. We light up the day in the dark. Now throw hands up, make everyone know. Say, everywhere we go, gonna celebrate. Everywhere we go, good vibes and elevate. Everywhere we go, we're gonna celebrate. Everywhere we go, good vibes and elevate. Oh, 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 we're gonna celebrate. celebrate.